book of Psalm, chapter 137, the 137th Psalm, beginning in verse 1. The title of the message this morning is When Sorrow and Discouragement Just Will Not Do. When sorrow and discouragement just won't do. My God. Psalm 137, beginning in verse number 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Father, we thank you this morning, dear God, that we can gather in this place, in this house. We thank you, Father, for the word that has been intended for us. We pray, Father, that we'd lay hold of this truth. We pray for that anointing necessary to convey the message that you would speak into us this morning. Father, we pray, oh God, that you'd minister to every heart and life in this building. Dear God, I pray that you'd administer these words to us. Let them cleave to us. Let them find to be strength in our lives. Encourage your people today. We pray that you'd challenge us, instruct us, admonish us, lift us up, strengthen us, O God, that we may be faithful to accomplish the desire that you have for us. And Father, we'll give you the praise for everything. In Jesus' name, everybody agreed and said amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, saints, in Psalm chapter 137, we find ourselves looking at a very despondent people. We find ourselves dealing with a people who have lost their promised grounds of Canaan's land. They have lost it. They've been carried into Babylonian captivity. And by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. They're greatly discouraged. They've lost all sense of hope. They've lost any reality of things dear to them. Now they're in a captive land. They've not only been taken prisoner, but they're not prisoner within the confines of the promise. They've been rooted out and removed altogether. Everything is gone. There's no assimilation of that which is the desire or the apple of their eye. All things above and below them have been removed. A complete removal. And in that state, there in moments of despair, there we sat down. There was no energy of motion left within them. They'd lost all hope and all resolve, everything. It goes on to say in verse 2, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. We laid down our song. We left our musical reprise. We left our ability to worship. What is there to worship for? What reason do we have to give God any kind of praise? For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. They that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. Sing now. Sing in this circumstance. Sing at this time. If there's any song in you, let it be heard. They're in this great despondency. Verse 4, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? These are difficult times. This is a strange moment of my life. I don't feel like singing. I don't feel like playing an instrument of joy. I don't feel like being happy. I see no reason for bliss or for worship. It's not in there anymore. Verse 5, then there is a resolve that begins to take hold of the writer, of the psalmist. Saints, there comes a time when discouragement and sorrow just won't do. Come on, saints. There are times when circumstances lay so heavily upon you. If there ever was a reason or ever was an excuse to say, I have no reason to give God praise. There is no worship left in me. There is no song in my mouth, nonetheless in my heart. I have no reason for rapture. There is no joyful praises left in me. This is a strange time. It is a strange moment. Everything of familiarity and beauty has been removed from my life. Saints, when life throws you such a place, it casts you into such moments when there is nothing left in you to give God praise for. You find no grounds for it. There's no foundation of joy. There's no reason for you to worship. There's no reason to be happy. There's nothing there to proclaim praise. What are we going to do then? Our choice is we can hang our harps on the willows in the midst of that place, in such times of removal, when there is no reason for joy, nothing. Then there's this question, sing us a song now. It is a taunting phrase. Sing one now. If there's a song in you, sing it now. In the midst of the circumstance, the enemy comes and says, you had joy before. Where is it now? You had a song then. Where is it now? You could testify then. How come you can't do it now? You could worship then. Where is your worship? Come on, church. Then in our minds, we lift up the immediate excuse. It's because of this circumstance. It's this place. It's this barren feeling. It's the removal of all thing familiar. There's no reason to give God praise. There's no rapture left in my heart. The taunting question of the adversary is, sing us one of the songs now. You ought to be able to sing. You sung before. You ought to be able to sing now, saints. And there's a whole lot of truth in that. There comes a time, church, when sorrow and despair just won't do. It won't lift you up to any heights. It'll deliver you from no grounds of adversity. It will deliver you out of the hands of no enemy. It simply draws you farther and farther into despondency. There are times, saints, when we gather about us all of our enemies. We invite every one of them to show up at the same time. We've had problems and difficulty. We give out that all of, why don't you all show up? We begin to talk about them over in our mind. We begin to play them out over in our mind. These adversaries have removed me from all things joyful and happy. And as we do this, we just drown ourselves more and more in the quagmire of despondency. Farther and farther, thinking that if I feel bad enough, maybe something will take over in my life. Maybe I'll morph into some other kind of person, or my circumstances are going to change. Saints, there are some places that you and I are taken to. There are some enemies that surround our lives. There's some barren existence for all of us. When it's not the state of feeling sorry, you can hang your harp up on the willow, but you're not going to impress anybody. Come on, church. Sometimes we say, well, I'm going to take my marbles and go to the house. There is no house to go to, and they won't care when you left. I remember in grade school, they used to make this statement, well, if you'll do this or give me that, I'll be your best friend. Friend, there's nobody waiting to be your best friend. They don't care if you sing or not. They'll just taunt you with the phrase, you had a song then, where is your song now? You hang it up on the willows, and that's the best thing they could see done. You're not going to impress anybody. They're not going to feel sorry for you, nor are your times going to change. There comes a time, there is a place, when sorrow and despair just won't do. There is no place for it. There's no strength to be found in it. There are times we lift up our reasons for, God, this is why. After all, we're in the rivers of Babylon. We sat down. There's no place. Can you imagine such a captive thought upon the people's mind? They sat down under the shades of the tree. That's the only repose they had, just to beat off the heat of the sun. There, they look around, and in every direction, there's nothing familiar. Now, nothing to bring contentment. There's nothing for the eye to behold that gives them a sense of beauty and belonging. Nothing. There's nothing about the place where they are which graces their thoughts nor their mind. They set their harps upon, why would we sing here? We have no song in this place. There's no reason for joy. Saints, have you ever been to a place in your time that where you are, where God sent you, or where you are in that place, that there was no reason for joy? There was no excuse to give God praise. No worship would come out of this experience. This place doesn't deserve joy. It doesn't deserve happiness. There's nothing to give me praise in my mind. Here I'm in a captive land. In every direction I look, I see only despair and discouragement. Saints, and it takes a hold of the attitude of the mind. This thought comes into our hearts. Sing us one of the songs now. You had a song then. You've lost your song. Sing it now. Even the thought that I would be questioned, where's my song, allows me to know that somewhere I hung up my praise. Come on, saints. You and I, if we're not careful at times of great discouragement or trial, can hang up our praise on the willows of this present experience. There's nothing here in this environment conducive to worship God. My God, but you got to go on in verse number 5. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Friends, there has to come a time when it's not a joy of the place, and it's not a joy of the feeling, and it's not a joy of the circumstance, and it's not a joy of the blessing, but He is our chief joy. Can you say amen? That means whether I'm surrounded by the desert and the arid and the famine and the sacrifice and the duty and the responsibility, my fingers ought to pluck the instrument of praise and my voice ought to lift up worship. If you believe it, can you say amen? If I forget that, let me forget everything that I am. Let me die in this experience. Worship always has a place. If you believe it, would you give him a praise? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Worship always, always has a place. There are places when despair and sorrow and discouragement just won't do. Just won't do. They'll help you nowhere with nobody. There comes a time, church, when we're placed in that moment. The enemy comes and say, there's nothing for you to give praise for. Nothing here you enjoy. There's nothing here you want. There's nothing here that's important in your eyes. Nothing here of significance. Wait till you get through this. You can praise him later. You and I can be tempted with that thought. Wait till you get through this, and you can praise him later. Wait till you get back home. Then you'll have reason to praise him then. Wait till you get back home. Things are better. Wait till your friends surround you. Then you can praise him. You can thank him then. You can thank him because you were through the awful experience. An awful experience. Then you can thank him when your friends gather around you. You can tell them about this. Wait till then. Wait till then. Everybody will understand. It'll make sense to God. He knows what. Come on, church. The contemplations of such a place. He knows what you're going through. So we begin to lift our thoughts up from that vantage point. God, you see where I'm at. You know what I'm going through. You see what I'm facing. There's nothing here to give anybody a sense of praise. There's nothing here of beauty. There's nothing here of glory. There's nothing here anybody would want. I've just got to live through this time. I just got to be here. I don't need this harp. I'll hang it on the willow. I have no sin to sing. I'll sit down. There's no reason for energetic action. I want nothing here. There's nothing to do. I just sit down. I give it up. Don't want anything to do with it. If and when this passes, I'll praise you then. Oh, my God. Saints, there are some places where discouragement and sorrow just will not do. It is not the accepted form. It is not the place to sit down. It is not the place to quit. My God, in that time, infused into that mind is that poison of discouragement. That despair begins to seize on the mind of that individual. You had Moses, who was a man of mighty words and deeds for 40 years. That was what was known of the man of God. But you hide him out in the wilderness with no purpose upon his life, and God comes around at 80 years old, and now the man can't even talk. He's lost every sense of importance that he's ever known. He's nothing. I'm just a herder of sheep, and that's all I'll ever be. My God. But God did not forget the anointing upon that man's life. He did not forget the oil of his presence and the will of God placed upon him. Neither do you and I have the privilege
privilege to forget the work that has been done in us. If you believe it, can you say amen? You may be in a time of great hardship. It may be a time of great discouragement. You're by the rivers of Babylon. You look in every direction and there's nothing kind or endearing that's placed upon your mind. It's hard everywhere you look. But you don't wait until you get through this time. This is not the time to give way to discouragement and sorrow and sadness. The temptation surely is up all around you. But saints, if you'll go from this place into the place of God's will, then you must take the harp from the willow and place the song back upon your lips. You're going to have to pluck those strings of praise again. Come on, somebody. You're going to have to lift up that voice of glory unto God. A praise has got to come out of that soul. It's nothing but cactus. It's nothing but sand. It's nothing but heat. It's nothing but torment. It's nothing but enemies. It's nothing but sickness. It's nothing but trial. Saints, you're not praising God because of the place. You're praising God because of the person. If you believe it, would you give him a praise? Hallelujah! 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 Oh, oh my God. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Psalm 46 tells us this: God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Come on, somebody say amen. Therefore, somebody say therefore. Somebody say therefore. Amen. We just come out of Psalm 147. It said, by the rivers of Babylon we sat down. We hang our harps upon the willows. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Nothing to praise God for. Psalm 46 reminds us, God is our refuge. Amen. That means in the desert, Brother Cliff, he's my refuge. Brother Jesse on the mountains, he's my refuge. Down by the sea, Sister Lindley, he's my refuge. Amen. When I'm all alone, Brother Aaron, he's my refuge. No matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm going through, when the battle is too hot, life is too furious, it's too difficult, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go, I don't know what the answer is, I don't know what tomorrow holds, I don't know what the direction is, I don't know what the choice that needs to be made, I don't know what's going to happen in this body, I don't know what's going to happen to society. There's no reason. Everywhere you look, saints, in that time, or we cast our mind upon that, our mind would give us reason to despair, to fall into a besom of insecurity and hopelessness, swallow us up in all of that quagmire. There, you drown in that moment. But if you return to what it says, Psalm 46, God is our refuge. Man, you don't know what to do. No, no. But God is my refuge. Hallelujah. If I don't know what to do, I know one thing. He's in the same automobile with me. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It's hot and barren here. It's not something this flesh enjoys. Yes, it is. But God is my refuge. He changes the environment. And if he doesn't change the environment, he'll change the thermometer. Hallelujah. Oh my God. He'll give me the ability where I lack the ability. Hallelujah. And if he doesn't give me the ability, he'll change my environment. If you believe it, can you shout amen? Hallelujah to the Lamb. The day was about to play out for Joshua as he's facing his enemies. So he told the sun to stand still. Come on, church. That's a God that we serve. Because God is our refuge. A very present help. Come on, somebody say he's a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. Though, somebody say, though. Therefore, will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river. Come on, church. Oh, yes. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Who is that her? That's the church. And that right early, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, remember that. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted to the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Oh, if you believe it this morning, can you shout amen in this house? Hallelujah. Not my times, not my circumstance, not the state of my body, not the situations on my job, not my relationships, not whether I've got money in my pocket or I don't, whether my home is in good repair or it isn't, whether my marriage is working out fine or it's not, whether the kids are healthy or they aren't. Saints, I'm not bound by circumstance or situation or place or geography. I know this one thing through it all. He is a refuge. His name is God. He's worthy of worship and he's worthy of praise at all times, whether good or bad. He is with me. If you believe it, would you give him a praise in this house? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Stand with me across the room. Would you lift your hands all over this building? Ask my wife to come to the piano as you and I are shut in with God in this holy place. Oh, mando rebe siri telebere makori osai. Yele manasando le bikusio tolo dresmaratai loco. Oh, great God Almighty. Great God, great God, great, great God. You say, Pastor, I'm not dealing with a difficult time in my life. And I want you to understand this morning, saint of God, this message is not just for the difficult times that you have in your life. There's something even more superseding than what's going on in you and me. And we have those times, and this promise is for us in those times. But this is something even greater in its knowledge and importance to us. It says to us, I don't care what the times are. I don't care what the earth offers. Circumstances prevail, what society does. Who comes and who goes. What takes place, change or not. Whether you're surrounded by the familiar or absolutely removed from all things. Oh my God, Son of God, there is a refuge in Christ. And at all times you can know that there are places you can go to where sorrow and despair just will not do. There are moments and times when there will be no compassionate ear or eye looking at you from a distance. There'll be just this one singular knowledge. God alone is my refuge. He is my reason for worship. He is my reason for joy. Whether I feel like it or not, harp, you're going to play. Song, you're going to be sung. Hands, you're going to be raised. Feet, you're going to hold up this body as it stands in praise. Voice, you're going to be lifted up. Because God is my refuge at all times and in all things. As my wife begins to play and you're shut in with God in this place, you're here and you're going through a circumstance in your life, or you're here and you're pondering a larger circumstance that is looming not only over you but those you care about and possibly the not too distant future. Saints, I would go as far as to say that this nation that we hold is very dear to us. There are alarming signs before us, things in the very near future. Not only in this great United States that we love and call home, but around this vast globe, this earth, Santa God is reeling and shaking at this very present time. We've watched it manifest that over the last several years. Oh God. For the world, they look on, great desperation at times as they see it back and forth, as it eds in and out. Hear me, saint of God. You're to be encouraged to know this, that even in those times, desperation and sorrow just won't do. In times when it appears that anybody would have in their right mind a reason to lay their heart upon a willow and to cease from their song, that there's no hands of lifted praise. You're to be encouraged not only in your crisis now, but saints, in the crisis that may be in the not too distant future, that may loom over the world, to be encouraged by this truth, that God is your refuge. God is. Now let me bring this home a little closer to you. The worst phone call of your night does not remove the fact God's your refuge. Sickness and disease does not remove the truth that God is your refuge. When you don't know what to do, God is your refuge. When you're forgotten and alone, God is your refuge. When things turn south on you unexpectedly, God is your refuge. Saints, there's never a moment at any time in your life that you're without God. He's with you always, even to the end of the world, and has set that as a promise with his own amen. Oh, my God. He's your refuge. You may be facing a time right now, a situation where sorrow and despair just won't do. Saints, take your instrument out of the treetops and lift up your song again and wave those hands in praise and march about the house of God. And exhort, give praise unto a living God. Bless his holy name. We're going to do that this morning. I'm going to ask you all over this room to come stand in these altars. When you come down, church, God knows where you are and who you are. He knows what prayers upon your heart, upon your lips. But when you come down this morning, this is what I want us to do. Whether you feel like it or not, whether your circumstance is conducive for praise or not, we're going to praise him because he's worthy and because he's a refuge. In the house of God's presence, we're going to offer God praise. He said, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. That means you can remain in the house of God's presence. Would you lift your hands and your hearts across this room? Let's worship him in this place. Let's exalt him, lift him up. You may be here this morning, you need direction. Then thank him most for that. You're here this morning and you need healing in your body. Then thank him most for that. Oh my God. You're here this morning, you feel lonely and you need a friend. Then thank him most for that. Let's worship him in this house.
Lord, you worship the Lord with all my heart.
Oh, I've got a reason to give you praise. In the worst of my days, I've got a reason to give you praise.
Oh. I'm gonna lift up my hands to the King of all kings, for God Jesus, he's my everything. I'm going to worship the Lord with all of my heart. I'm gonna give
care for my soul. Therefore, I offer no hope in his direction. I'm going to praise God in the midst of him. Oh, my God. I'm drawn into an awful place. Oh, God, there's no hope in this geographical confine. But, God, I'm going to worship you from the divine refuge, the house of your presence. Oh, come on, saint of God.
And not just a prayer. I'm going to lift up to the King of all kings, for my Jesus, he's my everything. Yes, I'm going to worship the Lord with all of my heart. I'm going to give him my all, not just a part. I'm going to lift up to the King of all kings, for my Jesus, he's my heir.
Saint of God, those who can see God's house will worship him in it. Those who can see God's house can worship him in it. The call is for us to see God's house. And in seeing God's house, you don't see your circumstance. See God's house, and you can worship him in it. Oh, my God, let's worship him in this place. Oh, great God Almighty, in the house of his presence.
My Lord, with all of my heart, I'm going to give you my all, and not just a part. I'm going to lift up my hands to the King of all kings, for my Jesus is my everything.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to worship the Lord with all of
my heart. Lord, I'm going to fill your house with my praise.
I'm going to give him my all. Not just a part. I'm going to lift up my hands to the King of all kings, for my Jesus.
My God, let your adversary know that this saint can sing. Let your adversary know that this saint can sing. Oh, my God. That this saint of God has not lost his or her song. Oh, my. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My great God Almighty.
I'm going to lift up
great God
my
Almighty.
Hands to the King of all kings, for my Jesus is my everything. Praise you, the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. Psalm says, while I live, will I praise the Lord. And I will sing praises unto my God while I have anything. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Some says, praise ye the Lord. All says, praise the Lord. Oh, my soul, while I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Oh, I must praise my Lord. I've got to praise my Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord.
Oh, somebody's soul needs to
praise the Lord.
Sing praise ye the Lord.
Oh, my soul,
while I live,
while I praise, the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Praise the
Jesus.
I must praise
God, give him praise
the Lord.
This morning.
I say,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my God, my soul.
When I live, will I praise you, Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Yes, I will sing praises unto my God while I have.